All right, guys, coming up next to the stage, he is a newcomer to Your Story. Let's all welcome him with open arms. He's a good friend of mine. We like to talk about comics and music. This is Adam Brickman.
I have seen what's possible in rock and roll, and it's called Gonzo. Gonzo is an album by a band named Foxy Shazam, made famous by their thunderous live show. These guys were mostly known for making arena rock songs mixed with puns and rock criticism. Their most commercially known song is featured on the video game NHL 13 and is called I Like It. It's a song about black women with great assets. I've never seen a concert that has affected me as much as their show at Lincoln Hall on July 21st. I knew what to expect from the show. I'm pretty crazy when it comes to concerts now, where I find out what the set list of the band is and then listen to it endlessly. Foxy Shazam was going to play their new album, Gonzo, front to back. Gonzo was released for free on the internet by the band. The backstory is that they recorded in one day at Steve Albini's studio in Chicago. If you don't know who Steve Albini is, you can thank him for In Utero. Like In Utero, at first I was highly disappointed. Was. Gonzo didn't make any sense to me. It was a huge departure from their bombastic style that the Foxy had perfected on their previous albums. I read an interview and after interview with the band about the album, and it still didn't make any sense. That all changed when I saw them live. I am what you call a connoisseur of live music. I've seen big-name bands at their best, and I've seen CeeLo Green at his worst. Seriously, never see CeeLo Green live. It's awful. I have seen, but really, CeeLo never finished a song, okay? He would play up to a bridge, and then he would just kind of stop playing, and then just sort of fade off. I would like to think that he was drunk or on drugs, but I'm not confident CeeLo is cool enough to be on drugs for any show. Any hoozle, I have seen the Foo Fighters and Dave Grohl came out in the audience and was less than arm's length away from me. And I thought this was going to be my greatest live experience ever. And it's not even close to what Gonzo was. It took me about four songs to figure out that Gonzo is a story about the band's career. The promise their studio made that they would be the next big thing in rock and roll. And then the decision to leave the record company behind and do everything on their own. Originally, my idea for Your Stories was to go through the whole album explaining what the songs actually mean, at least what I thought they mean, and how I could relate to them. Then this would all tie together with YouTube's supposed new policy of independent bands having to register their music service in order to appear on YouTube. Instead, this is a confession of that show and their music inspired from me. The last three songs on Gonzo are all directed towards the audience. I'm going to talk about two songs. Don't Give In has a catchy beat and nice builds and a chorus to offset the more somber tones of the verse. Here are some of the lyrics. But the devil said, give up, give up, give up, don't give in. Cut your umbilical cord and stand on your feet. One of the things that Eric, the lead singer, has mentioned in interviews is that his relationship with his father deeply impacted this record. That his father is not the man he remembers. I don't talk much about my relationship with my father. Shannon, my girlfriend, didn't even know the reason why my parents divorced until probably 2 or 3 years into our relationship. Something that I don't like to think about. And something that I was told at a young age not to talk about. It's definitely the one of the reasons that I'm really a private person. It's something I don't want to remember. I like to remember the times when we would sit in the basement of our house when my parents were still together. I like remembering times when I cried when the Ultimate Warrior beat Hulk Hogan at WrestleMania. It was absolutely devastating. Or the time we watched It and my dad crawled his fingers on my back like a spider to scare me. I don't like to remember how afraid of him I was. My mother once told me at their couples counseling, the counselor said that my dad has what she called selective memory loss. He doesn't remember any of the times that he hit me. He doesn't remember any of the belt beatings or slaps across the face. He doesn't remember throwing chairs because my mother accidentally gave him the wrong address for our first baseball practice. I wish that was true. He does remember. The only problem is that he only remembers them as good times. This has bothered me in the past, but it's never really anything that really troubled me until about 5 months ago or so. My dad was relaying a story to my brother-in-law. This was in response to my brother-in-law roughhousing with my nephews. He regaled him with a story about how one day he was playing Monster with me, whatever the fuck that is. The only times I can remember playing with my dad was for baseball practice and when we would fake wrestle. We would watch movies, and that's pretty much it. Monster, the movie, is probably a good analogy for what happened, though. His version of the story is this. We were playing a game called Monster. I got scared and started to cry, which is just bullshit. And this is what really happened that day. I remember arguing with my mom about something. In retrospect, it was probably something stupid or I was being spoiled. My mother was really good or bad, depending on how you look at it, at spoiling us. Mm-hmm. I was walking up the stairs to my bedroom. We used to live in a swanky home in a more expensive neighborhood, so it was closer to two flights of stairs. About halfway up the stairs, my dad crosses my path and says, "What is this, a little crybaby?" I responded with "shut up" or something to that like, and then punched him in the arm. One beat in time that felt like an eternity. What had I just done? My father creaks his head around and to me seems beet red. A usual telling sign of his anger. He says, "Now you're gonna get it." I bolt for my bedroom, cower in the corner, and repeatedly say, "Please don't hit me, please don't hurt me." He then realizes that his apparent game that he wanted to play was not gonna happen today. He hugs me and calmly says, "I'm not gonna hurt you. I would never hurt you." Selective memory loss. So what does any of this have to do with Foxy Shazam? Well, the day after the concert, Shannon asked me why I was so sad. It was more than sadness, it was more like a depressive state. We were at Pride Fest, watching ... bassist's new band called Catfight. They were playing a raucous version of My Own Worst Enemy by Lit, and I started to cry to a song about a guy getting kicked out of his girlfriend's place because he is his own worst enemy. I mean, how tragic is that? I was crying to a song by a band whose gimmick was to dress like the T-Birds in Grease 2 when they go bowling. As I said, this was Pride Fest. I was surrounded by bears and chains, and is that somebody smoking weed over there? Whatever. The only words I could use to describe it is Shannon is that Foxy Shazam made me feel artistically inadequate. Now let's go back to the lyrics that I mentioned earlier. But the devil said, "Give up, give up, give up, don't give in. Cut your umbilical cord and stand on your feet." I don't know if the lyrics is supposed to represent Eric's father or not. That's just the way that I interpret them. I'm a musician that states it's only a hobby. I'm an actor that has performed in 4 shows in the city and didn't audition for any of them. I have 2 great comic book ideas, and I have not written an outline or character descriptions for either of them yet. Everything is completed in my head. I just need to put fingers to keyboard and start. I'm still tied to my umbilical cord. I'm afraid of failure because of the childhood consequences of failure. I saw what failure can hand me, and it's a firm hand. Only a few people in my life has seen my dad come out of me. Fortunately, I've never gone as far as him. But my life with him is an albatross on my creativity. I'm afraid of my anger, and I'm afraid when I feel it. Mostly because I step outside of myself, and the only way to step back inside is to run away or to joke about it. My anger is also a fuel for my creativity. The most self-satisfying role I did in college was Limping Man in Footing Mirrors. It's about a man that puts on a sweet face, although it's disfigured, and while on the inside it is only anger and regret. The story of what I'm telling you now is the first step. I have to be honest with myself, and I have to be willing to fail. Hell, I need to use failure to make myself better. I taught myself how to play guitar by continuous failure. Now I need to make myself content with failure. I mentioned earlier that I was going to talk about 2 songs by Foxy Shazam. The last song in the album is called A Story Told. It's basically talking to you back through the entire album, entire theme of the album. It isn't until the end of the song that you truly understand what the album is really about. And the lyrics are what I'm going to leave you with tonight. "I've gone gonzo. How pathetically poetic it is to spoon-feed you the brutal truth. Riding on the tragic thrill, still you gotta have the fun. The memory sticks to me like a dead fly in a rolled up magazine. I swallow my toothpaste. I've come too far to give in. That's how it goes in this life. That's a story told. Who are you? You better ask yourself."
Thank you, Adam. That was a wonderful story about how kind of our own personal interpretations can mean so much when it comes to music. I actually had the same feeling toward Gonzo that you did when you first listened to it. I did not like it. I promise that if I go listen to it again, I will have kinder feelings towards it. Meanwhile, I also recommend The Church of Rock and Roll by Foxy Shazam. That's a very good record.